On Phoenix 98 FM, here with Eat My Brunch. Are you cold over there?
I'm always cold.
I'll turn off the... I've got the air con.
There's a wind blowing up my skirt.
We've all had that problem. Now, I'm joined in the studio...
It's not my wind.
...by songwriter. She's a self-promotion machine. She is a stroppy pop punk songwriter.
I'm a very stroppy pop punk songwriter this
and
week.
A very good guitarist.
Thank you very much. That's because I play guitar in my sleep.
Yes, I think she does. So she turns up with a guitar and plays anywhere in Essex,
anywhere
in London, Dublin.
Asda's.
No, she's got fans in London, Essex and Dublin as well.
Spain.
And
America.
Spain. Oh, yeah.
Africa, India, all over the world.
And they're
Australia.
Called, and what are they called?
They're called Amazing People That I Love Very Much, Lushettes.
Yes.
And I love them. They're actually my life. In fact, I live for my Lushettes. They keep me going every day.
And you
I know
do
you think I'm messing about, but
no,
I'm very serious about this. So sometimes, like, I sort of, you know, everyone has an off moment, and then you go online, and there's always someone saying something really nice, and it's always my Lushettes, and it just makes you feel like, yeah, this is why I do my music.
You're all over social media.
Everything that's online, I'm on it. I'm on so many things that I actually forget what I'm on. Sometimes I sign up for things, it says you've already signed up because anything that I see, I sign up to it and then just forget about it. Sometimes if it looks good, I promote it and go on there a little bit. Sometimes I get an email and then I think, oh yeah, I forgot about that one. So then I promote that a bit. But I literally, so anything that you see online, I'll be on it.
Yeah.
Just look up anywhere, anything, any app, just look up Lee Luscious. I'll be there. Some of them will be a bit cringy because I might have signed up like a few years back. I might be saying inappropriate things. I'm on everything.
Last time you were in, we were talking about The Look, which is a very successful album. But The Look has done very, very well for you.
Yeah, The Look album has, not The Look itself.
No.
That's just not done me any favours whatsoever.
Don't look at Lee.
Don't give me The Look, please. Not unless you can back it up.
There's one particular person that's very close to Lee's heart.
Well, there's not just one. There's quite a few people that are close to my heart. But yeah, The Look album was... it was very well done. It did very well. I mean, I can't talk properly this morning. I'm not really awake yet.
You're
it was
alive,
very well done. It was well cooked and well done. It did very well. But the thing is, The Look, even in a few years, when The Look first went out, things were quite different then because iTunes was the big thing then. So I did, you know, pretty well with it, and Whoop-de-doop's done very well, but I mean as in terms of making any actual money, you know, the thing you need to buy food and clothes, because by the time Whoop-de-doop come out, it's all Spotify, so that's you can see everything's changing. I mean now you go online and I mean I'm literally so sick of that word playlists. It's all you read about. I mean, I don't know where it's going. I don't know if it's good for music. Is it improve your music? I don't think so, because some of the stuff that I'm hearing is just awful. And I just think there should be, I don't know, there should be someone vetting this music, because you shouldn't be able to just go into Asda's, buy a plastic keyboard, record it and go, oh, I'm going to send that off as a song. And it's someone else's song, even just some just awful backing track and can't sing in tune.
Yeah.
And then just send it off, and there's not one person to stop it and go, hang on a minute, we don't want to subject that onto the music world. That's
you
awful.
Could be the person. Lee Luscious stops backing tracks.
I tell you what, I would quite happily, if there's anyone out there at Spotify that's looking for somebody that knows a lot about music, I am happy to be employed to vet music, because I will straight away say that is absolute rubbish. Don't put that out to people to listen to, because it's going to make their ears bleed. The trouble is, Michelle, is that most people don't know anything really about music. So if, you know, if there's a plinky plocky backing track,
be careful what you're saying, man.
And even if, you know, the Teletubbies were singing on it, if they like it, they like it. They,
yeah,
you know, and there's nothing wrong with them sort of songs. I think there should be like high quality people that can write, sing, make music, you know, not perform to something, whatever that stuff is people sing to, but that can make music, compose music. And then there should be like the Z-list Spotify, that's for people that just want plinky plonky, plinky plonky. Teletubby what type about the stuff. Pink,
you could have Spotify and Ponky.
You know, for the kids, you know. So that, so for anyone that's under the age of like 15, then they can all buy that. And then for anyone that is sort of over the age of 15, then there's something that's, you know, actual music to your ears, which is what music is. Music's supposed to be art. I mean, people like different types of music. I love all types of music. There's not one type of music that I do not listen to. I mean, I even listen to classical music. You know, I mean, I listen to anything. I love reggae. I listen to rap a lot. Just all types of music I like. So it's not about, you know, certain types of music. It's just about quality.
You put opera and you put rap in your own music as well.
But that's just my personal, because I like to create different types of music, because I think that for me, I want to be I have a responsibility. I see it. I've got people that follow me, and I want to put out not just good music, but I want to create different types of music, because no one's really creating anything new. Everybody wants to copy everyone else. I mean, even if you listen to singers now, everyone just sounds like everyone else. It's so boring. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, we don't want just the same old, same old. That's why these big, big artists from way back are so, so popular now. People don't realise it, especially like, you know, kids. They don't realise why they're listening to that. It's because the music now is horrendous. So they've got to listen to something that was made how many years ago? I don't know. Because unless you've got a crazy amount of money, rich parents or someone in the music industry who will play it for you, then. But to be honest, I don't think them big stations are really needed anymore, to be honest. No. I mean, me and all my friends, we don't listen to them stations anymore. Now there's online stations, there's local radio, and all these people are, you know, they're out there playing indie music every single day. So if you want to hear new music, that's the place to go. Everyone that I know is just bored of that same song. We all know the songs.
Yeah.
They're played every day. It's, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that, because they are quality. A lot of them people are quality because they've got the money to get, you know, proper musicians in and good production. So there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not slagging them people off. But it's just, we need variety. We need new people making really good music, not just the same old people. Yeah. Not old as in old, although they are all getting on a bit now. But I'm just talking about, we need people. People need to get some new music and up the levels, you know, not the volume, the levels, the quality.
A very good morning, Henry, James, Dan and Charles.
Hello, everyone. I am here. I was just hiding in the background because I'm shy. Michelle, is that film? Have I chopped my own head off in my camera?
No, you're filming. You've got your head is there.
It's always good if your head's there.
Now, this song is your brand new release. How's it going with moving on?
Well, I'm moving on, so it's all good. I've had some really good responses from it. It's obviously a lot different from my other songs. So it's always a bit, you know, you never know if people are going to like it, because it isn't rude. Oh, I've got to remember not to sing a swear word in there, actually. There's always a few swear words in my songs. But people seem to like it, even though it's a really weird song. But I never have any control over what I write, and I don't try to control anything. I mean, as in writing wise.
Yeah.
Or in my life. because I think you should be free to just, you know, let your art flow and be creative. I'm trying not to get the giggles. Please don't look at me when I'm singing, Michelle.
Is this?
There was one time I was on this show, and in the background, she was dancing along with one of my friends, and I was, I thought I couldn't even breathe from trying not to laugh. I have a problem with getting the giggles when I'm singing, and on stage, it's a massive problem.
Have you done Moving On Live, or is this the first live performance of your single?
I've sung it at gigs, but it's the first time it's been done on the radio. Moving On is about trying to move on from situations, which I clearly have an issue with throughout my life. I find it very hard to move on from anything, and especially people, because I'm the sort of person that if I love someone, I love them forever, unfortunately for me. But it's just about trying to be, you know, tough and focus on other things, and, you know, being strong with yourself. And trying to get, you know, your self-esteem, and, you know, it's just kind of all about that, and trying to have a positive vibe about it rather than focusing on the negatives. Oh. It's out next Tuesday, but wow. If you go on my Twitter and Facebook, you can pre-order and pre-save.
There we go.
I'm wearing my, you can't really see at the minute, but I'm wearing my jacket. I'm modelling my jacket that I made myself from glittery bits. I've been gluing them on piece by piece, thousands of pieces.
You care too little and I care too much. I needed you, but now I need no one.
Are we live? Oh. Sorry about that. Michelle is, I'm so used to Michelle just, I come in and she just puts everything on me and films me that I didn't realise we were actually going live. What a build up!
You cared too little and I cared too much. I needed you but now I need no one. Because I'm moving. Moving. Moving on. I'm moving on but I'm still loving you. It's just that now I'm loving me more too. No longer desperate knocking at your door. Cause I'm no longer your attention bore. I don't need you and it's true to say. You need me and not the other way. Not like those girls needing everything. Don't need your messages or anything. Because I'm moving. Moving, moving on. You couldn't take my complex emotions. I partake in my off-key moments. What you got from me was always true. Don't judge me by my personality. Although it shines as bright as a star, with my self-belief I will go far. Because I'm moving. I got my head held high. I got my pride, my magic inside. And I'm moving. 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 Moving on. I'm moving on. You care too little and I care too much. I needed you but now I need no one. Have my self-belief to shine away. I'm going places, up to you to stay. Because baby I think you'll find, if it's attention then it's you needing mine. Because I'm moving. Moving. Moving on. I'm moving. Because I'm moving, 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 moving on. I'm 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 moving. I'm moving on. I'm moving on.
Yay! I'm moving on. Got some lovely comments coming in. You've got Paul Golder, who is the station manager. You've got Steve Sullivan.
Hello, Paul.
Alison Harrison. Natasha saying, I love this track.
Thank
Jimmy
you.
Jimmy King's watching. You've got Nigel. You've got Daniel. Henry's on there as well. Loads of people really love it. It's a really catchy, really catchy song. What did up,
everyone that's watching. Thank you very much. Sorry about the lack of words at the start there, but I couldn't breathe from giggling because Michelle, even though she said she wouldn't make me laugh, somehow managed to make me laugh.
What was I doing?
You always managed to do a little dance or something.
Oh, I'm
sorry. I can see you in the background. Michelle always gives me the giggles, and giggles is the biggest problem that I have in the world.
It's because
I guess
it's
a good problem to have.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, people have lots of problems to worry about, and my biggest problem is try not to laugh.
Yeah, sorry, so it's probably my dancing.
It's a good problem.
I was doing my little conducting thing because I've listened to the track so much because it's been paying
me. I love it that you get involved in it. It's just for me, I'm a giggly person. So as soon as I see Michelle start moving around, I have to try to focus away from her.
A lot of people
and
do.
And if
that.
You've ever tried to sing and laugh at the same time, it's very hard.
We want to get another song in from you.
Yes, so because I didn't actually get a chance to get you a little gift today, and I always like to bring you a gift, so I thought I'd play you a gift.
Oh, is it called The Gift?
It's called The Gift. I have a gift for you, Michelle. Do you want to know where it is?
I don't know. What is this? What is this song called, and is this from The Look?
I'm not actually going to tell you what the name of this song is.
Oh.
I'm going to just sing it.
Okay.
Would you like it now?
Go ahead.
La, 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 la. Everyone has to move on, now that the hope has gone. Loving you went so wrong, but love is forever. I hold on tight to all I had. Memories used to leave me sad. All that I wanted I never had. Love is forever. I used to stand and wait for you. Your loving was all I knew. Even then I knew that this love was forever. I hold on tight to all I had. Memories used to leave me sad. All that I wanted I never had. Love is forever. I'm still here but my dreams have changed. Hopes of love were rearranged. In my heart I'm still the same. Cause love is forever. It never fades. Baby, don't forget about me until the end of time. Even though you never knew this precious love of mine. Say you'll always remember me even when I'm gone. If you don't, without a doubt, I'll be back forever with another song. La 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 la. Used to stand and wait for you. Your loving was all I knew. Even then I knew that this love was forever. I hold on tight to all I had. Memories used to leave me sad. All that I wanted I never had. Love is forever. I'm still here but my dreams have changed. Hopes of love were rearranged. In my heart I'm still the same. Cause love is forever. Love is forever.
love is forever. Love is forever. Ready, la 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 la. Love is forever. Love is forever. Love is forever. Love is forever.
That is my favourite Lee Luscious track.
Dedicated to Michelle.
Oh, that is brilliant.
I went over it especially because you always ask for it and I thought, I'm going to do it for Michelle this
I
week.
I love that version. If you heard the original version, it's got like a 60s twist to it. And yes, that acoustic version is really nice.
Oh, thank you.
You should just do an acoustic Lush.
Acoustic Lush.
All of your songs just with you and the guitar.
I have actually got a little EP, acoustic EP.
Is it called Acoustic Lush?
It isn't, but I can change it for you.
That's brilliant.
All my top Lushettes have actually got a copy of that. Mm. I sold that, was it this year or last year?
Yeah.
I think it might be last year. I don't know. But I've said that I'd only read out the people that said they were going and not the people that were interested. Top of the list is, oh, Michelle Ward. Hello to Michelle Ward, who said that she'll be tuning in today.
There we go.
I hope that you're enjoying the show, Michelle Ward.
I am.
And to Mel, my little mellow. Love you, Mel. And to Daniel Wims and Stephen Alden and Garrett Kelly. These are all top Lushettes, these people. And
put
Raymond
the paper down, put it.
Brothers. And Michael Collingbone. Unique Technique. And Simon Furness. And obviously all my family that are listening in. Of course they are. And Jake Kochi and Ram Amgar, Dean Wilkes, Heather Morris, Tim McCarthy, Diego RF. I'm trying to get everyone quick. Bosco Burns, Cathal Reynolds, Jill Fernando, John Farage, Eddie Oakwood, Larry Jr. Bates, Eugene Quinton, Lynette Harris, Robert Harrison, Evan, Shauna Lee, Darren O'Neill, I can't read my own writing there, Danny Mack, Liam Cantillon, and Zoe Zach team.
Right. Thank you very much, Lee Luscious. We're going to leave you with some Lee Luscious now. This is her with VIP. And if you want to find out more, it's Lee Luscious. You'll find it all over the internet.
What you doing?
Don't forget, get pre-ordering on Moving On, which is out next Tuesday.
Thank
you. £4,000 per copy.
Yeah. It's very cheap.
Very cheap. Here's Lee Luscious with VIP.